Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, September 26th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2¾ cents, November beans down 2 cents, and December wheat down a penny and a half. Currently, we've got crude oil up 83 cents a barrel, the dollar down 20. I don't think the dollar and the crude are going to have that much impact here this morning. We did sell 240,000 metric tons of beans to China, so that could give the beans a little bit of a boost here today. But, you know we got good demand out there for the corn and the beans. The bean yields that are coming in are just huge. I had one report over the weekend of some large acreage bringing in over 90 bushels an acre, with the yield monitor hitting 100 in several spots. But plenty of 78s. 79s, 82s, 83s. If we're seeing 60s out here, it's on land that normally brings in 40s. So, you know, I really believe this bean crop is huge. Yes, there are some delays. Tonight's crop report should show the soybean harvest well behind the averages, but we're going to get the soybeans in. The real problems are parts of Iowa, northeast Iowa, into Minnesota and into Wisconsin, but the rest of the country is in pretty good shape. The weather doesn't look too bad for this coming week, so you know we're going to get the grains in. The corn yields, they remain pretty darn good. Whether it's going to be record or not is questionable, but I still believe we're somewhere around a 172 crop out there, with crop certainly approaching 15 billion bushels. We'll get exports inspections at 10 o'clock. Again, I'm not sure they're going to be too stout as we come off of last week's or 2 weeks ago, the Chinese holiday, but we should see a little bit of uptick there. But, overall, it's just a matter of weather, when we're going to get the crop out and what condition it's going to be in. But for the most part, it should be pretty good. We've got good demand. There's some talk about the Chinese backing off and switching some sales to Brazil. We really haven't seen any evidence of that so far. So, overall, it's still a mixed bag out here, and we're kind of stuck in these trading ranges. But, the one overriding factor is, it is big crops coming in. We should see some harvest pressure, and I think we've got another 2 to 3 weeks of harvest pressure in here that's really going to lay on this market. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.